Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Today, Psalm 68, verses 15 through 19, Psalm of David. Mount Bashan, majestic mountain, Mount Bashan, rugged mountain. Why gaze and envy, you rugged mountain, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. You know, in some stretches of life, the burdens are heavy, aren't they? Sickness, tests, treatments, recovery, they all produce a tangible load on our souls. Death and grief cloud our hearts and minds with a thick fog. Job loss shocks and then angers, then discourages. If the new job doesn't come in our timeline, panic begins to set in. Challenges with children, strained relationships, delayed dreams, death of dreams, failures, sin, man, the list of heavy burdens is long. The weighty stretch becomes unbearable when we feel that the load must be carried alone. Each step is heavy. The heart is depleted of joy, of energy, and sometimes of the desire to keep going. But praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior. Say that again with me. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior. You see, we don't have to carry the things that weigh down the soul. We don't even have to share the load. We have one who carries every weighty concern. We have one who relieves the pressure, takes away the guilt, and infuses courage, and gently blows away the fog of grief. He restores a sense of real joy to the broken heart. God, our Savior, is the one who daily bears our burdens. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your constant presence and your help. Thank you for carrying my burdens today, and thank you that you're going to carry my burdens tomorrow as well. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.